But first, yesterday, Governor Doug Ducey announced his pick for the new director of the State Department of Corrections, David Shin. Not much is known yet about who Shin is beyond his resume, but there's certainly no shortage of things the criminal justice community hopes he will be in this new role. David Shin is taking over for now retired director Charles Ryan, who amassed no shortage of critics during his time as head of the department. Ryan's legacy, for better or worse, has left stakeholders with a few ideas for how Shin can improve the state of corrections in Arizona. The criminal justice reform advocacy group Families Against Mandatory Minimums, or FAM, has worked at both the state and federal level, including on the recent First Step Act. Molly Gill is FAM's vice president of policy and joins us now to tell us more about the kind of director Shin could be. Molly, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on the show.
So first of all, I guess we should note that many of us, including yourself, don't quite know too much about Shin yet. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, Shin is a career Bureau of Prisons official. He started off as a correctional officer and worked his way up the chain over a long period of time. He's been a warden at federal prison facilities. And most recently, he was in the main office in Washington, D.C., really sort of running operations and audits for the Bureau of Prisons. And that essentially means that he was making sure that Bureau of Prisons facilities were up to snuff to get certified to be a correctional facility and meeting the standards set, for example, by the American Correctional Association. But other than that, not a whole lot is known about him.
So the tabula rasa, I guess, to some extent. So what are you hoping to see from him? Are there certain reforms you'd like to see?
Absolutely. I think there are a lot of problems in the Arizona Department of Corrections that he could start addressing right away, a lot of which have been covered at KJZZ. You know, the broken locks at Lewis Prison, the salmonella outbreak at Perryville Prison. There's a lawsuit going on over inadequate health care. There's lack of good record keeping and reporting and lack of electronic communications, both for prisoners and their families on the outside, as well as staff on the inside. So all of those are some examples of problems that he could tackle right away. And but mainly, I really hope that he'll start by increasing the transparency of Arizona prisons with the public and with the families who are impacted as well. And there's a lot of oversight that could be done, and more that the Department of Corrections, I think, could do to be clear with the community about what they're doing to improve themselves.
And after some of the things you mentioned, including the broken locks, does there sometimes just need to be a fresh voice that's listening to the community in a sense, maybe in a different way than his predecessor was doing, just because sometimes you just get entrenched in a job, frankly?
Yeah, you know, one of the critiques of Chuck Ryan before he left was that he was really unplugged from these sort of day-to-day activities and controversies at the prison system. And so having someone new, they can come in with a fresh set of eyes and hopefully dig in and really, you know, get connected to the problems that are going on in the facilities. So, you know, it is good to have some new blood come in. And I think his, you know, the auditing background of David Shin is encouraging to me, because that tells me that this is a person who regularly had to go in and make sure that facilities were up to snuff and that they were following rules and complying with rules. And certainly there are a lot of areas where the Arizona Department of Corrections seems to be falling short of the most basic standards of safety and hygiene and health.
Molly, you alluded to this, but let's close out with just the broader picture. Some of the specific challenges you think Arizona faces that maybe other states don't, or the federal level that maybe Shin hasn't seen it quite as much of.
Yeah, I mean, one of the biggest problems in the Arizona Department of Corrections is simply that they have too many people in prison for too long, and they're overcrowded and understaffed. And that is a recipe for facilities where it's hard to do rehabilitative programming. It's hard to keep both prisoners and staff safe. It's hard to do anything other than keep the wheels of the machine turning and really start thinking about some of those longer term public safety ramifications, like increasing programming, increasing education, increasing access to books, bringing more volunteers in from the community. And so really, Arizona's prison system needs plenty of reform in its own right. But also, I think it's a sign that it's really time for the state to look very seriously at sentencing reform and who we're putting in prisons and how long we're keeping them there.
Okay. That is Molly Gill, Vice President of Policy for Families Against Mandatory Minimums, or FAM. Molly, thank you.
Thank you.